the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Annie, how are you this morning?
I'm sort of angry.
Actually, you're the first person that's ever said that. Everybody's like, I'm okay, but I guess you would be kind of angry. We wouldn't be talking otherwise, right?
Yeah.
So Rob's ignoring you, yes? Is that why you're angry?
Yeah. It's so silly. It's not like he's even being smart about it. I mean, I sent him a couple text messages, and then I saw him typing back, and I was all excited, and then it just stopped.
You must have a fancy iPhone where you can see that. Mine doesn't do that. That's fine.
It's not fancy. It's just having an iPhone.
All right, Annie, so when was the last time you spoke?
Well, he sent me a text message, I mean, right after the day. He said, we had a nice time, and that was truthfully it. It's baffling.
So everything went well then? Nothing bad happened?
Well, no. Like, nothing stands out. I mean, I thought we had fun. We went out for dinner, and I cannot imagine what would make somebody so upset that the thought of returning a text message is just, like, absolutely not, you know? And I didn't even ask him to hang out or anything needy. I just was trying to make some simple conversation with him.
So you can't, like, think of anything that happened on the date that may be causing some unknown friction, like, on his end? Maybe you think everything was fine.
I do, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, truthfully, I think I just have to ask him.
All right, well, how about we just give him a call and find out what's going on, why he is texting, but he's not actually sending it.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Can we speak with Rob? Is this Rob?
That's me. That's me. Can I help you?
Absolutely. We're actually calling about Annie. How do you feel about the date you guys went on? You think everything went okay? Good about it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she asked you to call me. I think I've heard this before.
Yep. This is a thing that we call second date update, where we try to reconnect people who haven't heard anything from the other person. Basically, just get an answer as to why you're not calling her back. So, everything okay?
Oh, well, I didn't feel too great about the date. She seemed like a little bit of a space cadet.
Huh?
What exactly does that mean? Like, she just wasn't paying attention? Like, what?
Yeah, like she kept, like, staring off and then not listening to me when I was talking. It was very distracting, and it made me feel like she wasn't interested, even though she did reach out a couple times.
I mean, that definitely seems like a good reason to feel a little uncomfortable. But why didn't you just give her another chance?
I just felt like I knew what she was all about and that I didn't need to see her again.
Okay. And you could tell all that because she wasn't really paying attention.
Like there was a light on but no one's home kind of thing?
Yeah, it felt like that, yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. We have her on the line with us. Annie, you want to say something?
Hey.
Oh. Hello.
I'm sorry that I acted that way. I probably should have said this a lot earlier, but I was hopped up on Benadryl. My allergies were just killing me, and I had to take something.
I mean, that's understandable. That's why you were probably a space cadet then, yes. I mean, I always go to sleep on Benadryl. That's kind of crazy you took that.
Yes, thank you. I was exhausted. That stuff just makes me so tired.
That makes sense.
Okay, so, Rob, would you want to go out with Annie again?
I guess. Just don't take any allergy medicine or I'm out.
Or maybe you could join in the Benadryl game. No?
Let's not recommend that as a date to just be hopped up on Benadryl.
I know. I'm just trying to make it fun. I'm just saying. All right, well, so you guys are both going out again, yes? Just not on Benadryl.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Great. I'm glad we can make this work for you.
Your 106.3.